You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 984. Today's Devo is called Test the Spirits.
Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast.
Good morning and happy Thursday, everybody. I'm your host, Lauren Alessi, joined again by my sister, Gabby Alessi. How you doing, Gabby?
I'm doing good. This has been a good week.
It has been a good week. It's been fun leading with you.
It's been very fun. If you don't know, Lauren and I are sisters. We're the youngest of the sisters. We're two, like 18 months apart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been fun to do this back and forth with you.
Yeah,
it
has.
It's been a good one.
It's been chill.
It's been very chill.
So, Gabby, why don't you lead us into the verse for the day?
Yes. So, this one, it's a little intense, but I like this one a lot because I think it's applicable to our culture right now. 1 John 4:1, and it says this, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world." First of all, if you watched, I think, episode 2, you would have heard us talk about God is not a God of confusion. He's a God of peace. So this is kind of going off the heels of that. It's similar to that because it's talking about test the spirits around you and see whether they are from God. Lauren, we are surrounded by a lot of spirits today. I don't think we're surrounded by more or worse today than back in the Bible days or even throughout the time of history. I think there's always been spirits in the world, right? It's always been the same spirits. But it doesn't negate the spirits that are in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
We're surrounded by a lot of different speakers on Instagram and speakers on television that we're watching. I feel like the spirit of love in itself and finding your greatest person, that's really a loud voice today.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different influencers, I'd say. I think that's a better word for it. There's a lot of different influencers today that are swaying society and people and judgments and your mindset and all of that.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I think social media has provided a fun environment for us to go and be entertained. And I don't know about you. I can't watch TV or movies anymore. I just look at reels. Like that's just what we have, right? It's another source of entertainment.
Yeah.
But I think what we're noticing is we've made it more in a place to be influenced rather than just entertainment.
Yeah.
And people that are content creators, and the only purpose for them and their job is just to make us laugh. Now we've given them a voice and they feel like they can stand up for righteousness or for justice. And I want to share this and I want to share my position. Meanwhile, we don't know anything about them.
Mm-hmm.
People are falling for and believing different celebrities and their mindset or their decision on big things in the world. And we're agreeing with them. Meanwhile, we don't know who these people are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think this verse comes in handy for us, that we need to start testing the spirits today.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to see if they're from God. If what someone is saying on Instagram, on television, on even an article, if at school, if the person you're dating, you know, if the people around you, if they're saying things, if they're walking in a manner that's not of God, you need to be able to call that out and say, okay, this isn't of God. This is not the way of God. Because when you continue reading this verse, it talks about if they don't profess and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, if they're against the things of God, then that's the spirit of the Antichrist.
Mm.
They're anti-God.
Yeah.
And that's where I think we're a little afraid to talk about that today because the Antichrist is such a terrifying or crazy discussion. And like, it's like a bold word. Like me even saying it now, it's like, oh my God, we're just talking
when
for
it's 5 minutes.
Just
anti-Jesus.
When it's literally just anti-Jesus and the ways of Jesus. So all in all, I think what we need to do is as Christians, we need to start testing the spirits.
Yeah.
Things that are influencing us, people on social media. If you need to unfollow, unfollow them. If there's somebody that you love, an artist that's singing things and posting things that are not of God, unfollow them. Why? Mm-hmm. Because it's deeper. I do think there is more to it than just a song. There might be spirits at play. And for us as Christians, we need to stand for the things that are for God and not anti-God.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And as you know, we have each other really I'm blessed to have you girls in my life and a Christian family in my life. But as people listening, how would you answer the question of, okay, how do I test the spirits if I follow them on Instagram? Like, as somebody listening who maybe doesn't have a lot of Christian influences in their life, how would you answer that question? How do I test those spirits?
We'll just line it up with the Word of God.
Mm.
If they are saying things that don't line up with the Bible, they're not of God. No, they're not demonic, but they're just not of God.
It's true.
So that's what we have to do, is just look at it and say, okay, if they're saying this, if they're preaching this, because there's a lot of even pastors out there, if they're preaching this, if they're saying this, if they're teaching this, is this in alignment with the Bible? Not my version of the Bible like we talked about yesterday, not my Pinterest Bible, the Word of God that's sharper than a double-edged sword. If it's aligning with it, they're of God. If it's not, they're not of God. Yeah. And if they're in complete opposition of the Word of God, they're really not of God. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I think you have to line it up. And as a Christian, it's going to take some homework. You might have to go on Google and say, what does the Bible say about this? Mm-hmm. And that's okay. But do your homework, because it will save you from following somebody and being influenced from somebody that's not of God.
Yeah, it's so true. And we say this all the time. It doesn't have to be blatantly bad, blatantly demonic for it to be anti-Christ or anti-Bible. It can disguise itself as good.
It can.
And that's where you have to really pray and submit to God and submit to the Word.
Entenmann's donuts are incredible, but they disguise itself as demonic.
Don't even mention Entenmann's donuts. I love them so much. Okay, Gabby, that was fantastic. Entenmann's was a perfect analogy. Why don't you pray us out?
Lord, we just pray against all Entenmann's donuts.
Amen. Right
now. No, we just thank you, Lord, for today. And we just thank you, God, that we have a place that we can just talk about this, Lord, and we can have these conversations along with our viewers. And we just pray that you would give us all discernment in Jesus' name, that you would give us a discernment to be able to decipher between the people in our lives, the voices that we're listening to, the people that are influencing us. Help us decipher if it's your voice, if it's of you, or if it's not of you. And lead us in a way of understanding, God. I pray that you would point us to passages of scripture that would help shape us, better understand what comes from you and what doesn't, and just give us that greater understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.